the Fantasy Shed On Air podcast. Everything you need to win your league. And now, your host, Rich Piazza.
With the third pick in the NFL draft, the New York Jets select.
And that is what New York Jets fans can't wait to find out. What's up, everybody? Rich Piazza and Eric Frank here to talk a little bit about. That's right, the New York Jets and the move that took the NFL by surprise on Saturday, March 17th. In case you are completely oblivious as to what is going on, or perhaps your St. Patrick's Day celebrations is a week-long event, let me fill you in. The Jets traded 3 second-round picks, picks 37 and 49 of this year's draft, and a 2019 second-round pick, just to swap their number 6 overall for the Colts' number 3 overall pick. It is a bold move, an aggressive move, but in the end, it is a move that had to be made. Eric, before I get your take on this, there's something I need to get off my chest. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, go ahead, by all means.
Okay, I appreciate that. As a Jets fan, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed by other Jets fans. When this trade went down, and still to this point, a week later, I can't even tell you the amount of fans that believe they made this move for either Saquon Barkley, Bradley Chubb, or Quentin Nelson. Now, don't get me wrong. I like all of those guys, and I think they will all have great NFL careers. In fact, I love Saquon Barkley and would have really wanted the kid from New York who grew up rooting for the Jets to be a Jet. But there is no way any team, not even the Jets, trade that kind of capital 6 weeks prior to the draft for a player other than a quarterback, a franchise quarterback, a player that they believe will be their quarterback for the next 15 years. And one more thing. I keep hearing this as well. What if the quarterback they want isn't there? Or the Bills jump them and draft their guy. Are people serious, Eric? They really think they made the move to 3 with one guy in mind? Of course not. They made the move to 3 because they have at least 3 quarterbacks that they are in love with. And this guarantees them one of them. Eric, please tell me I'm not wrong, and I want to hear your take on this.
Wow, you are really passionate about this. I've never heard you so fired up right from the start.
I am. Very fired up.
I 100% agree with you, Rich. There is no way in the world the Jets gave up that much capital to move up to number 3 to take Saquon Barkley, Bradley Chubb, or Quentin Nelson. Absolutely not. This team swung and missed despite their biggest offer that they could have put out there for Kirk Cousins. They didn't get him. They need a franchise quarterback, and that's the number one reason that they traded up. Yes, they could have tried to trade up to number 1 or 2, but the higher you go, the more you have to give to that team. And they didn't have that type of capital available that they wanted to get rid of. So the Jets fans that are thinking that are out of their mind. They're completely lost.
I agree.
They just are trying to get caught up in, you know, all these other big names. What if they do this? What if they do that? There's no way. And maybe it was the Jets re-signing Josh McCown, and then bringing in a Teddy Bridgewater. I think the move to bring in Teddy Bridgewater may have steered some of these Jets fans to think that way. Like the Jets are, oh, you know what? Maybe Teddy Bridgewater is our franchise quarterback. But they really don't have a strong investment in him. It turns out that the salary that was reported isn't really the salary that he's going to be making necessarily. He might not even be on the roster by the time the season comes.
How could you, Eric, but I mean, how could they, and I understand the Bridgewater part because that's something I also hear, and that would be great. Let's say Bridgewater starts for some reason. He starts and he plays really well. That is a very good problem to have that most teams would love to have.
Absolutely. Look back to a lot of other teams where they've had that situation. You know, the San Diego Chargers comes to mind when they had drafted Phillip Rivers and then Drew Brees kind of came into his own. And they had to make a decision. Do we want to go with the quarterback that we invested so much in on the draft? Or do we want to take a chance with Drew Brees, who's going to be having some type of surgery. You know, if that happens for the Jets, great situation to be in. But they're looking at the number three pick as being their franchise quarterback. And I can understand some fans being concerned. What if, you know, the guy that they really want isn't there? But there, to me, there are three quarterbacks that deserve to be taken that high in the draft. And I hope to have a chance to talk more about that.
Of course, Eric, I'll give you a chance to talk about those quarterbacks. But a lot of the fans are really upset about the 3 second round picks. And I need to say this. Marcus May, Christian Hackenberg, Devin Smith, Jason Morrow, Geno Smith, Stephen Hill, Vlad Dukas, David Harris, Kellen Clemens, and Justin Miller. You know what that is?
I do.
What is it?
Those are New York Jets second round picks.
Right. Their last 10 second round picks.
Wow.
How many of those names stand out to you as far as good players?
Two, maybe?
Right.
David Harris, for sure.
David Harris.
Marcus May had a nice season last year.
Right. And the promising Marcus May.
Yes.
Okay. So of the last 10 second round picks, you have Harris, who had a very good career for the Jets, very good player, and Marcus May, who we hope has a very good career. Looked good last year, like you said, but it's still up in the air, right?
Absolutely.
All right. And as good as Harris was, he never made a Pro Bowl. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
And I know that because the last Jets second round pick who made a Pro Bowl was Mark Gastineau from the 1979 draft. That's my lifetime.
Yes, I was just going to say, we have something in common with the year 1979 and Gastineau winning.
That's right.
Yeah, that's really, I don't even know. I'm speechless. There are no words. This team does not have the greatest success drafting at all, but to have that many second round picks over the course of the last 10 seasons, and only one name really comes to mind, because we have to exclude Marcus May. You know, he had one season. You know, David Harris was a very nice piece of the defense, but he's not moving the needle. He's not, you know, a Pro Bowl caliber player. He's not a Hall of Fame player. In the second round, you should be able to hit somewhere and possibly have a guy that has a really strong career. And I don't know if we can really put David Harris in that class.
No, he's not. And I think this is a no-brainer. And again, these second-round picks, let's, you know, break it down even more. Okay? Pick 37 was our second-round pick. We acquired the other one from the Seattle Seahawks in the trade that sent that pick and Jermaine Kearse, and we sent over Sheldon Richardson, a player who we were never going to re-sign and a player that the Seahawks didn't even re-sign.
Right, so that was a steal of a deal. So, I mean, I understand what people are saying, you know, oh, they're only looking at the movement of, oh, it's only moving three picks up. But moving three picks up from number six to number three in the first round is huge. There was no guarantee that a quarterback was going to be available to the Jets at six. So it was a move of necessity, and I applaud Mike Maccagnan for it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. See, that's the word guarantee, which I think is going to be used a lot, and that is exactly why they had to make this move, because just like you said, there was no guarantee that any of the top four quarterbacks were going to be there at six. If you think about it, let's just say, for argument's sake, Saquon Barkley goes at one. The Giants or Bills or whoever is picking at number two, they take a quarterback. Number three, if the Colts didn't trade with the Jets, it probably would have been somebody else. Like the Bills, as I just mentioned, they take a quarterback. At four, Browns, quarterback. At five, very good chance that Denver or somebody else will trade up and take a quarterback. So there's your four quarterbacks and Saquon Barkley all gone by pick number six.
Right. And we can't forget, too, back when the Jets selected Mark Sanchez, they pretty much gave up their entire draft to move up to number five to get Mark Sanchez with the Cleveland Brown pick. So you're saying you're only giving up 3 second rounders and one technically wasn't even yours because it was kind of a throw in that Sheldon Richardson deal, you know, and they don't have him anymore.
Right.
To me, that's a great move on their part. If they see the franchise quarterback that they so desperately need, they have to do that. You absolutely have to move up. And that's why they're not taking those names that you mentioned before.
Right. And based on the moves they've made this offseason, you would have to agree that they're somewhat improved, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So that second round pick next year, hopefully, most likely is going to be a mid to late second round pick in the draft.
Right. So at that point, you have to think, you know, did you really give anything up with that other pick? So it's really like you're throwing in those two second rounders. Hopefully they are a good team next year. And even their own picks are going to be later on.
So as I mentioned in the opening, it's just so frustrating from what I read on social media from other Jet fans. And there are times that I'm seriously embarrassed to be part of the Jets fan base because of the ignorance of some of our fans. It really is to think that there's somebody else and they say, oh, well, this could cost us. This is, you know, you're mortgaging the future. No, you're not. Most draft trade-ups in the draft are going to require usually a future first-round pick, which the Jets did not give up. And I would trade that anyway if it meant finally, for the first time in our lifetime, having a franchise quarterback. Yeah, it could be a bust. Who knows? But I love finally seeing the aggressiveness of this team in making that move. And they had to do it now. They couldn't wait. See, that seems to go unnoticed is the fact that it's done 6 weeks before the draft, which is unheard of. You know, it's not a trade up to number one. It's a trade up to 3, 6 weeks before the draft because other teams are moving. The Bills traded up to number 12 in the Cordy Glenn trade with Cincinnati that they got the 12th pick, and they have the 22nd pick. They have the 2 second rounders, the 2 third rounds. So clearly they're making moves and they wanted to get up there. And if the Jets didn't act now, somebody else like the Bills would have. And at that point, it might have been too late.
Yeah, I agree. I know that you're really fired up about this and embarrassed by a lot of Jets fans, but we do have to remember too, Rich, as Jets fans, we've been through a lot. So you could understand when Jets fans are not wanting to give up picks because they're always just expecting the next bad thing to happen. So naturally, as a Jets fan, they're going to think, oh, what? How could you give up those second round picks? You know, you need those picks because you know, in the back of their minds, they're thinking, whoever we take at number 3 is going to be a bust.
Well, I still
think
that.
So they're just voicing their frustrations on social media like so many of these people like to do.
Well, no, I'm not. I still think that as well, that whoever it is going to be a bust, because I still have no confidence in the organization in developing a quarterback. But I'm happy of the move at least try.
Right. I agree.
All right, Eric. So now's your chance. I know you wanted to talk about the quarterbacks involved. Obviously, we're looking at Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, and Baker Mayfield. So I want to hear what you think about any of those guys, who you want the pick to be, who it should be. All right, go for it.
All right. I got to tell you, I was so excited when the Jets moved up. I was completely taken off guard. I was, whoa, I couldn't believe this when I, you know, phones blowing up, all this information about the Jets moving up to number 3. So very aggressive move by Mike Maccagnan. I apologize in my last article to him after his slow start in free agency. But as far
Eric, can I interrupt you for a minute?
Sure.
We're doing the show through Skype, and I'm looking at you over there, and your head is going from side to side. What are you looking at?
Oh, I'm looking at all my notes spread out on my desk here.
Yeah, I feel like your head's going to fall off your shoulders with that. I mean, going back and forth. I'm like, what is this guy doing?
I'm just fired up, Rich.
All right, go ahead.
So, I don't know what I want the Jets to do at quarterback. I'm looking across my table, as Rich was saying, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield. And I can make a case for drafting any one of them, and then I can make a case for not wanting any of them. So I'm going to quickly go through it because I know that you probably have a lot to say too. So to me, Sam Darnold is probably the safest pick because he's the one that's regarded as the top prospect coming out. So if the Jets were somehow able to get him at 3 or let's say they made another deal and traded up to one and they took him. It's the safe way to go. You know, they're not going to take a lot of heat if he doesn't hit. I'm very concerned, though, about his senior year in college and the amount of turnovers that he had. He definitely needs to improve some of his decision making. And that's just where I am on him. I feel like he's very overhyped because he was getting the praise before a lot of these other guys in his junior year at USC. So that's where I am with Sam Darnold. I think he's safe. I think he'll be a solid NFL quarterback, but I don't think he's going to be what some of these NFL pundits are saying, you know, the next great quarterback, and comparing him to Andrew Luck.
Give me a comparison. What NFL quarterback would you compare him to?
Matthew Stafford.
That's comes, who I was thinking.
Comes
too.
To mind. He's got a similar body build. I could see him being a Stafford-like. And I like Stafford, but what has he really done? He puts up stats, but for whatever reason, he can't seem to get his team into the playoffs on a consistent basis. And the NFC is a difficult division to do that in, but I don't know. That's where I guess I would probably compare him. I would probably compare him to Matthew Stafford just because of the body type and his arm. Then we move to UCLA, same state, Josh Rosen. I've been hearing about Josh Rosen for the past couple of years. Guy gets a bad rap, not necessarily looked at as a leader. People talk about his conduct off the field and afraid that playing in a big market might start to party a little too much. But of all the quarterbacks, I definitely think like he's got the best mechanics of the bunch. Throws a great ball, good pocket passer. He's played under center where a lot of guys in college are playing in that shotgun. In the NFL, you need to be able to play under center. So he's got the arm. He's got the ability. It's just some of those off the field type of things. And then, of course, the two concussions that he had last year. And
that's the big one for me.
Immediately as a Jets fan, that's what I think about. You know, the Jets are going to take him. He's going to start out great. And then, boom, another concussion or two. And that's going to be all we say about Josh Rosen with the New York Jets.
Yeah, because his parents are also, he comes from a very well-off family. So,
right.
You know, he could just say, oh, you know what? I don't need to play anymore and just call it quits. I can see that as a Jeff fan for sure.
Mm-hmm. But the two of them, Darnold and Rosen, you know, they both had over 60% completion percentage in college. So, you know, that's what you're looking for in the NFL, somebody who's going to be able to complete passes. Which leads me to my next quarterback, Josh Allen.
One second, before you go on to Josh Allen.
Sure.
I find it interesting because they have been reports that the Jets have really been extensively talking to Rosen. And a lot of experts seem to say that's who the Jets are going to be, you know, that's who they're going to draft at three. And I think it's weird because, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Rosen the one who wore that anti-Trump shirt that made a big deal was being made about?
Yes, he is. And with Woody Johnson over with in England because of Trump, that could be a problem, I think.
Right. That's why I'm a little confused about that. But go ahead, go on to Allen.
So I was talking about completion percentage. And that brings us to Josh Allen, who didn't have such a great completion percentage when he was in college. But this guy has the NFL build. He's a monster, you know, strong arm, throwing 70-yard passes. I would love to have a guy like this with the Jets. My main concern is, you know, he played at Wyoming. He's probably never had any type of media exposure until he's gotten to the NFL Combine and been doing all these interviews, which supposedly he's been doing very well. And, you know, experts are speaking very highly of him. I'm just concerned about the ability to complete passes, translate to the NFL. I feel like he's more of a project than Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen are. And I don't know if that's the way that I want to go. I don't know if Josh McCown and Teddy Bridgewater are the guys that, you know, he should be sitting behind if he's a project. Like that would be a perfect place for him would be to go to the Giants and maybe sit behind Eli Manning. And then Baker Mayfield, who, you know, I was 100% in his corner for the Jets selecting him at number 6 if they didn't get Kirk Cousins. But to me, now that they've moved up to number three, he's kind of fallen in my eyes. I don't think he's worthy enough of a number three overall pick just because of his
size. Remember, we're talking about the Jets.
Yes. But just because of his size, and if you trade it up and you're getting a top three pick, so that means you're getting the second best quarterback or the third best quarterback, you have to get a guy that's like your prototypical quarterback who's got the arm, who's got the size, who can complete passes. And Baker Mayfield, great completion percentage in college, but he also had great weapons on his team. And he was able to, you know, scramble around. He's got that little Russell Wilson factor, you know, when there's pressure, he's able to dance around and get out of the out of that situation where the others probably can't do that as much. I would rather have that prototypical NFL quarterback. So my eyes are set on Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, and Josh Allen. And, you know, I think I'm pretty good if the Jets select either of the Joshes. And we'll just cross our fingers as Jets fans because we have to do a lot of crossing our fingers and praying to the big man upstairs.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Every time, and I've watched a lot of film on all these guys, and every time I watch on one of them, I start really, really liking them more and more. And that happens with all four of these guys. So my feelings on them completely change as far as who I like the best, who I like the least, every single day. I can't decide. You could ask me now, how would I rank them? I can rank them one way now, and then I can rank them another way tomorrow. That's just the way it is. I do think, I agree with you that Sam Darnold is the most complete of all of them. And I think he is going to have a very good career. And I know we've talked off the air about this, and I don't want to be mistaken, but he does have some Aaron Rodgers in him. But I do not, again, that's not to say he's going to be as good as Aaron Rodgers, but I see Matthew Stafford. I think that was an excellent comparison you made. However, he's more mobile than Matthew Stafford. And that's where the Aaron Rodgers comes in, the throwing on the run, being able to escape pressure. So I do like Darnold. I also really like as far as a pure passer, it's Rosen, just like you said. I think he will be a complete stud as long as he stays out of the concussion protocol and decides not to call it quits. So I think that's why the Jets may be doing extensive homework on the kid to making sure that that's not going to happen or a possibility of that happening. And then with Josh Allen, yeah, he is a monster, just like you said, and you can't teach size and athleticism, which is what he has. And I think of all of them, he has the biggest potential to be the best out of all of them. Project, maybe. I know Jordan Palmer has been working with him, and his accuracy has improved. His mechanics have improved. He tweaked something in his footwork, and his accuracy has been much better with the combine and the pro day. Of course, those are two scripted days, so it's hard to really use that as a evaluation. And again, Mayfield, I think he has a New York personality. I think he would thrive in this market, absolutely. And then his size, I know size doesn't matter. You know, you can point, like you said, Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, but if you're picking number three, you want that exactly like you said, the prototypical quarterback, and Mayfield just doesn't fit in that category. But this is the New York Jets, and they did trade up shortly after seeing Mayfield's pro day. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Yeah, I did think that when they made that trade, it was right around the whole Mayfield and Rosen pro days that they saw. So that was my first thought, that it was probably one of those two guys. So I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think a lot of Jet fans are also excited. And, you know, there's always a lot of debate as to who it's going to be, who it should be. And we're not going to have an answer, at least not for another 5 weeks.
No, and I'm sure a lot of Jets fans, you know, feel the same way as you do, too, about who they like. You know, it changes on a daily basis.
Oh, it doesn't matter who they select. There's going to be half the fan base who hates it, half the fan base that loves it.
Right.
Real fast, we got a couple minutes. What do you think the Giants are going to do? There's a lot of talk here in New York about the number two pick. They just traded Jason Pierre-Paul. So that leaves a little bit of a hole on the outside of their defensive line. So the name Bradley Chubb is now mentioned more. You know, Saquon Barkley, quarterback, Quentin Nelson. There's a lot of options the Giants have, and, you know, probably also including moving back in the draft. What do you think they could do?
Yeah, they're in an interesting spot because they kind of, you know, they have their cards and they're not showing them to anybody. They're telling you they trade JPP. All of a sudden, some of these reporters are coming out saying that it's a possibility that they go after Chubb at number two. Other people are saying that they're absolutely in love with Sam Darnold and they're doing everything they can to try and move up to number one. Then you have the Cleveland Browns saying that they love Darnold, but maybe they really love Josh Allen. So with all these quarterbacks, it makes it such an exciting time because you don't know what's going to happen. I think if I were the Giants, I would probably sit tight at number two and I would take a quarterback, but I could also see them moving back and trying to collect some picks, maybe with Buffalo. The only problem there is they fall so far back that they're not going to get one of these top guys, you know, that Barkley's out of the conversation, Nelson's out of the conversation, Chubb's not going to be there, unless they could somehow entertain maybe like Denver trading up and then they only go back to five. But they're in a good spot. And now that the Jets have moved up, you know, other teams are going to be looking to try to get ahead of the Jets because they know the Jets want a quarterback.
Yeah, they are in a great spot. And from what I'm hearing with the offer that the Bills are putting out there, when you're talking about number 12, number 22, two second round picks, a third round pick, a pick in 2019. I mean, if they just add their first round pick from 2019, I don't know how the Giants don't do that trade. But again, it all depends on what they want at the number two pick. And I disagree with you. I don't think it's going to be a quarterback. I don't think they should draft a quarterback. If they believe that Eli still has 2 or 3 years left, you still have a guy who they drafted last year. I know it was a different regime, but you have a third-round pick on the bench who had a lot of high reviews entering last year's draft. So if he's learning under Eli for 3 years, that should be good enough where you might have your future franchise quarterback on your roster. Now, he's not as highly touted as these guys now, obviously, but again, if you believe Eli's got a couple more years left, then I don't think they should draft a quarterback. I think this is a team who is better and will be better than they were this year. And they can compete and make the playoffs, you know, right now, this year. And they need to get players who are going to impact them immediately, in my opinion. And if that's the case, I narrow it down to Saquon Barkley or Quentin Nelson. Even with the trade of JPP, I don't think it's going to be Bradley Chubb at number two. But like you said, if you know someone like Denver makes a phone call and moves up, I can see Chubb at five. But I think, and you know what Monday is, Eric? It's the 26th. You know what that means?
Yeah, 1 month till the draft.
No, that's not what it means. I mean, it is what it means, but you know what else it means?
I don't know what it means.
Mock draft 2.0.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I did hear some rumblings.
Yes. So Mock Draft 2.0 comes out on Monday, and the first two picks, Eric, surprisingly, still, in my opinion, are not quarterbacks. And that would mean that the Jets would have their pick of any of them at this point.
Oh, man, what a headache.
Yes.
That is not going to be what I want.
No, because then they will pick the wrong one for sure.
Right.
But getting back to the Giants, yeah, I have Nelson still going there because he helps immediately. He fills a big need. You shore up that left side, his blind side, and they are, like I said, a team that can compete right now. They are a better team than what their record had last year. Obviously, they were decimated with all the injuries. So hopefully Odell comes back and he's, you know, not in some videos that are ruining his reputation, and they bounce back. So I think they need to make a pick that is not just for the future, but also for right now. And I think a quarterback, if you're playing Eli two more or three more years, I think it would be a waste of a second overall pick to get a quarterback.
I think that might be, you know, I think Pat Shurmur's saying that because, you know, Eli's under contract for two more years. I don't think there's a guarantee that they're saying they're going to play him the next 2 years. But if I was a Giants, and let's say I wasn't going to take a quarterback, I would be out there telling everybody that we are taking Saquon Barkley. And then you force the Cleveland Browns to A, take Barkley number one, or B, if they want to take Sam Darnold number one, then they make the phone call to the Giants and they say, we're going to give you this, 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 and this to move up to number two. You fall back to number four. And then the Giants can take Quentin Nelson or whoever they want, Bradley Chubb. Or if there's a quarterback there, they do it at four. But they're giving so many mixed signals, it's impossible to know. But if I was the general manager of the Giants, that's what I would be doing. I'd be putting the pressure on the Cleveland Browns and say, I'm taking Saquon Barkley. So now it's your move. Are you going to take him number one or you want to call my bluff?
That is an excellent point right there. It really is. And I know I'm giving away some early picks of the second mock, but I mentioned that the first two are not quarterbacks. And I still think the best move for the Cleveland Browns would be Saquon Barkley, because there will not be another opportunity, or there could potentially not be another opportunity for Saquon at four if other teams make some moves. Like you said, the Giants draft him at two, but there will be more quarterbacks available at four. So I still think Barkley is the pick at one. I'm probably wrong, but that's still my feeling. I think that's what if I was the GM, that's what I would do. Barkley at one, Nelson at two, and the Jets will have their choice of quarterbacks at three.
That would be a good problem for the Jets to have.
Yeah, and they would make the wrong choice, which we know.
Yes, we do know that.
All right. Anything else on your mind?
No, I pretty much got everything off my mind. I'm sure next time we speak, I'll have a strong feeling about a different quarterback. Maybe it'll be Lamar Jackson. Who knows?
I might call you later with a different feeling on the quarterbacks.
All right.
That's just how it changes so frequently.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for listening to Fantasy Shed on Air. Please give us a follow on Facebook at facebook.com/Fantasy Shed, on Twitter at fantasyshed_com, and at Rich P. Fantasy. Eric?
You can give me a shout out at EDF_1986. Nobody had any suggestions for me after the last podcast, so feel free. Shoot me some tweets and maybe yours will be the one that I choose to select.
Yeah, because we need to get that changed. So hopefully it is soon. Check out FantasyShed.com for upcoming podcasts as well. I know we'll be talking about, obviously, the NFL draft, which Eric said is a month away from Monday. Mock 2.0 will also be out, as I mentioned, on Monday as well. And these podcasts are up on the site and should be, or could be, available at your local? No, it's not a store. At your favorite podcasting host shortly. It would be nice if they were available in stores, though, wouldn't it?
Yes, it sure would.
All right, that wraps it up. Thanks again for listening to Fantasy Shed on Air.